Hello, team. This is Greg, checking in. Felt like it was a good time. I haven't talked to you since I got back from Argentina and Dallas about a month and a half ago. As I mentioned in my last newsletter, I knew that I'd be going in December time frame to Argentina for a couple months, actually ministering by far heavier than I have in years and years. In southern Argentina, then northern Argentina. But I also knew that before then, I needed to make a quick trip up to Oregon, a short trip. Usually I get to stay up there for 3 or 4 weeks, but this time I knew it'd be short. Part of the reason that I believe I should be going up is to see a almost 100-year, I call it uncle, probably more like second cousin, of mine, the last of the older Dietering clan up in Oregon. That was confirmed by after my last trip when I was in Dallas coming back from there. Robert Johnson called me and said he had a word that he needed to give me that the Lord just gave him. And that word was a century has passed, new life in 2024, the Reformation begins, new beginning for Greg. This is a century mark signaling a new beginning in Greg's family. I was pretty sure this word had to do something with the fact that Wallace, the second cousin of mine, was about 3 months at that time away from turning 100 years old. On December 29th, the Lord gave me the dates 14th to the 24th of November that I was to go up there and come back. When I went to book the flight, and I've got in a habit of always really, really listening, which would seem extreme to somebody. It's just that the Lord's done so many amazing connection things through flights and me flying standby all the time that I really, really always try to listen. Is there any particular place I'm supposed to sit? Since this was a flight that I had the luxury to pick a seat, and I heard clearly 9A. Which is actually a little premium economy, which I'd never pay for, even though it was fairly cheap when I booked it as far as advance as I did. But it was, so 9A, I booked 9A, and I'll make a short story, even though it was quite an incredible story. So I'm at the airport waiting on the 14th. I go and get on the plane. A guy sits down in 9C. One thing after another, it ended up, this guy's from Virginia, his relative I'd never met, and he was going up for his mother's memorial, and that night he was going to stay with Wallace Dietering, the very guy that I knew I had to see when I got up there. Now, using a little bit of what I still have from my engineering training way, way back and statistics, it's like that was well over 1,000,000 to 1 odds that I was to meet this guy, who actually was a relative who I'd never met, or if I had, I'd forgotten him, and he was going to stay with the very person that I knew was the main person I had to see while I was up there. I didn't know anything about the memorial, and he said there was a memorial this Saturday that he was going to be speaking at for his mother's passing, which occurred 2 weeks earlier. And so I ended up going to that memorial, met all kinds of people, talked to Wallace Dietering, who was there, and then I hung out with him and a few other relatives that night after the memorial. Wallace Dietering, the last in our family of what they call the greatest generation, died 3 days after I left Oregon, 33 days away from turning 100. The Lord's connections to me are still greater than any miracle that I've ever seen. So back to the ministry. I did make a couple trips down with other key people in that area to the Cottage Grove area, where it's an area where we're really concentrating to try to build up more of the apostolic prophetic network down there, and feel like things are really moving forward there. So I'm watching and praying for that place. Just another piece of the Lane County Kingdom network. So not to drag this on any longer, I am going to be leaving for Dallas, Texas on Saturday, and I'll be there for about 4 or 5 days, and then I'm heading to Argentina, planning right now on the 8th. From there, 4 days later, I will be flying down to southern Argentina, where we have several things set up, where I'll be speaking at, key people I'll be talking to, a lot of business people, some lawyers, judges, different groups of people. And that's probably going to be at least a 2 to 3 week time before I get back to the Buenos Aires area where our base is. And then shortly after that, I'll be heading up to the north. I think that's going to be a shorter trip than what I originally planned, setting up things for a much bigger trip probably next time I'm down there. So I'm flying to Dallas and Argentina on standby flights again, as I do when I'm usually going down there. Saves tons of money, but the flights are tight. It's back to tourist season down there since it's going into summertime down there as we're going into wintertime. So please be praying for declaring that I'm going to get a seat down there, that everything's going to work, so I'm there on time to catch the flights that I've already booked on down to southern Argentina. Thank you very much for all the different components of the body that are aiding to this whole effort that I believe is going to lead to a huge catalyst for change in Argentina. They've already done that by electing somebody from the anti-socialist end as president a couple weeks ago. So they're heading the right direction as a country, and that was a big surprise. So anyway, thank you for praying for me. I will be checking in periodically along the journey.